Hello, everyone. This is your host, Mel Wallace, and we'd like to welcome you to another episode of Start, Run, Grow. This is where we talk about a range of topics to help entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs and startups to set and achieve their entrepreneurial goals. Because we understand that a strong and successful small business will build a strong and successful community. And strong communities builds a strong nation. So let's get started to help you reach the next level of success in your small business. Let's start, run, and grow together. Hey everyone, this is Mel Wallace, your host of Start, Run, and Grow. Yes, you have the right podcast. I have not been changed with another voice, if you will, on the podcast. But I wanted to be a little dramatic today because business financing really is a big deal for small businesses. Now, just recapping our last episode, of course, we've talked about financial statements. We covered balance sheets. We got into cash flow and cash flow projections. We even talked about profit and loss statements. But today we're focusing on business finances and really the best practices for that for your small business. Now, when we use the term business financing, you know, I guess the million-dollar question, you're like, Mel, what does that mean, right? Listen, this is not complicated. Business financing is really getting the money you need to start, to operate, or to grow your small and micro business. Even your side hustle would qualify for that, right? Okay. And I want to share with you a couple of basic financing concepts. Number one, equity financing versus debt financing. Equity financing versus debt financing. And then financing working capital versus financing fixed assets. So here's a couple of do's and don'ts for small business financing. Number one, invest your own money, right? Earn the right to borrow. These are do's and don'ts. Show profitability. Understand and keep working capital. Be lean on fixed assets. Match sources and uses of funds. You ever heard this before? All right. A couple things that you want to do, right? Understand your financial statements, understand your collateral options, understand risk and cost for loan types, right? Small businesses. And we probably get this question at least once or twice a month from folks. Small businesses typically don't qualify for grants. For-profit small businesses. Let me make sure I reiterate that, right? And last but not least, hey, shop around. If you're talking about business financing, shop around. You have more than one option, whether it's in your local community or even on a national basis. I think now you can reach out to national banks, national credit unions. And last but not least, always reach out to your local SBDC, Small Business Development Center in your local community, or reach out to the Small Business Administration or even your local bank that you have your personal account or business account with. All right. So a couple of do's and don'ts as we talk about small business financing. Now, you've come to the point where you realize that you need to get some type of loan for your business. So a couple of things that you want to consider in getting ready for a loan, right? Number one, there's seven things I want to give you right now. Seven points. Number one, you got to have a business plan. Okay, which should have some form of what's called a profit plan. In other words, how you will show the lender that you will have the profits enough beyond your cost of operating your business to pay the loan back. Okay, and you just like in a personal sense, you want to be able to know what you can afford as a business, right? I know we all want $100 million, but can you really afford a $100 million loan payment, you know, on a monthly basis? Probably not, unless you're, you know, a Fortune 500, right? But you want to study your financial statements. We talked about that in the previous episode. Hey, listen, Check your credit report. And we'll do a session on credit. I think it's extremely important that we all at least understand the different components of credit reports and where we are in the credit reporting process, or even, you know, how our information is listed and where we are as far as our own credit reporting status, right? You want to establish collateral options, okay? For every loan that you apply for, you have to have some form of collateral, okay? Collateral is what supports the risk of the loan, all right? You also have to show, because this is a business loan, not a personal loan, but this is a business loan, you have to show your equity contribution. In other words, how much money are you putting into this project, or into this equipment purchase, or into this line of credit, or whatever the case may be that you're obtaining in the sense of a loan. Okay. And a line of credit is somewhat of a loan. It's, and we can talk about that in a second. And then, of course, last but not least, folks, listen, always research your financing options. You know, I know you know Bubba at the bank, and I'm sure Bubba's a great guy, and he has been, you know, your family banker for years, but he may not be the only option, right? And if your name is Bubba and you're listening to this podcast, I only mean you total respect and honor for an awesome name. All right. So when you talk about loans, now you have to do what's called, or someone has to do this, which is called a loan package. This is where they actually put together all the information that makes up the package to be submitted to the lender to consider you for the loan. Part of the loan package will include your business plan. All right. We will include your business financial statements. And this, of course, is both your current financial statements and typically 3 years of historical financial statements. It'll have your personal financial statements showing you, or showing the lender, where you are personally, right? And then the last one is going to be required both personal and business tax returns. And usually they want the last 3 years in most cases, right? The other elements of the loan package are going to be the source and amount of equity contributions. In other words, you have to show them on paper. This is why your financial statements are so important. We talked about that in the last episode. If you missed it, make sure you check out the previous episode about financial statements. But you have to list your source and amount of equity and where that money's coming from, right? Other parts of your loan package will be a credit report, where or what type of collateral you're going to use for this loan. And then if you're, particularly if you're buying a building, or you're buying something, you know, of that nature there, or maybe it's a piece of equipment, you know, a tractor or a truck, whatever the case may be, you have to show some type of purchase agreement. Obviously, for anything in the real estate space, you have to show appraisals, contracts, estimates. If it's something in the construction space where you're getting the loan, maybe to do construction, renovating your office or your shop floor, whatever the case is, you have to have the documents that explain the cost or the rationale why you need this loan. All right. Qualifying for a loan. Okay. So what are the criterias that are needed to qualify for a loan? That's a great question. All right. There's 4 points. Number one, typically is going to be a good credit score. Now, I know a lot of us heard that and we just took a big sigh and we're like, man, Mel, that's just going to knock me out of my pocket, you know, out of the box, so to speak. You know, I came out of a tumultuous relationship and it ruined my credit, or, you know, I've had to file bankruptcy because of my business or previous business or even personal. Maybe, you know, you just have less than stellar credit. We're going to talk about that in our next episode. I just want to give you a little teaser on how you can work beyond and still obtain some type of funding, even if you have poor credit. Okay. But the other criteria for qualifying loan for a loan, of course, is your credit score. The other one is your equity contribution. How much money are you putting into the equation? Your ability to repay the loan. And the last one, that is the criteria for qualifying for a loan, is your loan to value, right? Loan to value ratio. It's LTV ratio, loan to value ratio. Okay. So these are the four things a lender, they're going to look at: credit score, your equity contribution, your ability, your repayment ability, and then your LTV, loan to value ratio. So let's say that you're a startup business and you're looking for financial options for your to get your business off the ground for your business, right? You're looking for financial options for your startup business. Well, there are four. And we're going to talk about this: equity, sweat equity, business credit card, okay, and of course, last but not least, friends and family. All right. Now, let me give you some real definitions here. Equity, of course, this typically refers to, and you probably have heard this term, maybe more in a corporate setting. This is where businesses have what's called shareholders. In other words, a privately held business sells a percentage of ownership to a third party, right? And that represents an amount of money that would be returned, basically, that would be given to the business for part ownership. And typically, it's tied to some type of performance measurement in the future, right? Of the business. In other words, I give you $100 today, and I'm putting equity into the company, and I expect to have $200 in 6 months. That's kind of an equity. It's maybe not a great example, but that's an equity position, right? So that's one way to raise money for your startup business. Another way is called sweat equity. Now, the term sweat equity refers to a person or even a company's contribution toward a business venture, okay, or other projects, right? Sweat equity is generally not monetary, okay? And in most cases, it comes in the form of some type of physical labor, or maybe it could be someone's brain power, their mental effort, or even someone's time, okay? Now, typically, sweat equity is usually found in real estate, and in the construction industry, usually is where this is, and also for startups, sweat equity. Now, obviously, other financing options for startup businesses are you're having a business credit card, even a personal credit card. How about that, right? I know there's an example of a young entrepreneur that was in the entertainment space. He was actually in the movie. He directed several movies. This is back in the 90s, I believe. And this gentleman used his credit cards. He maxed out all of his credit cards to pay, for the production cost of his movie. So he used business cards to be the financing option for his startup business. So a lot of people do that. All right. And last but not least, are family and friends. Now, I will say this. This is probably, I have this last because this is probably not the best option, right? Because if your business idea does not work out and you are borrowing money or you have, financing from a family member, they may be upset with you at Thanksgiving dinner because they lost, in their eyes, lost their investment or lost their money with you. But those are options you can all consider when we talk about things you can do as a startup. All right. Now, when you're looking for a loan, all right, where should you go, right? Please do not go to check cashers or, these local lending type of institutions that may be less than scrupulous. Don't go to the pawn shop, so to speak, right? And no dig on pawn shops. It's just, those typically, have crazy rates of interest, and their terms are probably not conducive to a small business. All right. Where you should look for a business loan, hence the name business loan, is going to be your local bank, right? Or go to a bank. And of course, with that comes regional rather lending organizations. This could be maybe some nonprofits, in the area that, that loan money to small businesses could be an option. There are, of course, your credit unions or another, organizations that lend money. But there are regional lending organizations within all of our communities that we can consider. And this is more of the traditional sense of where you would obtain financing from. So a couple of key points, right? Financing, as we've have already discovered and discussed earlier in this conversation, is getting the money you need to start and operate and grow your business. All right. Number one, you want to start with a budget. Okay. You want to have some type of budget that shows what you're going to use the money for once you receive the money, how is it going to be dispersed? And then, of course, you want to be able to allocate money within your organization to pay this loan back, right? You want to make sure that your bookkeeping is up to snuff, so to speak. It's up to par. And you know, this is the basis of all your financial management, which we've been talking about over the last couple of episodes. Again, please, I want to reiterate this: purchase and learn how to use financial management software. Star, 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 right? If I had some sound effects, I'll ask my producer, hey, maybe I ought to add sound effects here, but this is important. Please spend a few dollars and get your financial management software, even if it's web-based. Make sure you do that. And we talked about the three statements: balance sheets, cash flow statements, P&L, profit and loss statements. All three of these combined, they provide a compelling story that describes your business and its financial status as of, you know, this snapshot of time. Okay. You want to make sure that you separate your personal from your business records. You want to separate your personal funds from your business funds. You do not want to commingle funds there. And the last point here is that there are several factors that can affect your ability to get a loan. Okay. We've identified those: credit score. We talked about equity contribution, your ability to repay the loan, and your LTV, your loan to value ratio. All these things have an impact on whether or not you will be made the loan. So, in a recap for today's discussion, we've talked about the basic financing concepts. We went over some I can't say that word today. Do's and don'ts for small business financing. We talked about the common elements of the loan packaging and the loan packaging process. How do you qualify for a loan and what's involved in that, even if you're a startup? All right. Now, in our next episode, I'm giving you a teaser here. Listen, even if you have poor credit, okay, if your business needs capital, but you don't qualify for traditional bank loans, okay, there's still hope, right? There are several alternatives that I want to share with you. I think this is a very important episode. Tell every friend that you know, tell every person that's out there in business, hey, we need to listen to this next episode because I want to give you several alternative financing methods, and lenders, real lenders that may be able to meet your needs. Okay. For those that are looking for a non-traditional lending source. All right. So thanks again for joining us for another Start, Run, Grow Smart Brief. Check us out on our website at startrungrowpodcast.com. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please subscribe to our podcast. Whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on, please subscribe. We'd love to have you as part of the SRG family. If you want to get in touch with us, drop us a line at info@startrungrowpodcast.com. And as always, until next time, always keep moving forward. We want to say thanks to our sponsors, Exilium Community Development Corporation. But most importantly, we want to say thank you to you, our listener. We appreciate you hanging out with us today. And remember, this is the place where we can talk about the most relevant terms as it relates to small and micro businesses. But we also want to share information, gain information, and inspire each other. Please visit our website at startrungrowpodcast.com to subscribe. SRG family, remember, your current situation does not determine your future success. Again, I'm your host, Mel Wallace, and we can't wait to strategize with you next time. Until then, thanks.